In the process of this, we want to also think about the emergence of nation states. We begin the period at the end of the 18th century when Europe is defined not by nation states so much, but rather by dynasties. They're the Bourbons of France, the Hohenzollerns of Prussia, the Habsburgs of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation, the Romanovs of Russia, and so on. There's a tendency, I think, that has developed, certainly in the 20th century, to think of nation states as naturally occurring phenomena. That is, that nation states are the natural order of things. One sees this actually embedded in an extraordinarily important document that we'll be examining, and that's the Treaty of Versailles, at the conclusion of the First World War, in which national self-determination of peoples was seen as an absolutely essential ingredient of stability and a natural phenomenon. But nation states, as we've now discovered over and over and over again, and nowhere more than I think than in the 1990s with the disintegration of a number of multinational states, nation states are not naturally occurring phenomena. They are historical constructions. They are created out of a set of historical circumstances, and we will examine over the course of these next few lectures the creation of the modern nation state. We'll look at it particularly with the creation of the unification of Italy in the 1850s and 60s, the unification of Germany, of course, in 1870-71. It would be one of a number of unifications of Germany. We've seen several over the course of the 19th and 20th centuries, which should illustrate exactly the problematics of this notion of a nation state. We'll also examine not only the transformation of Europe within, but also the projection of European power and influence around the globe. It would be in the late 19th century, really in the 1880s, 1890s, down to the outbreak of the First World War in 1914, that Europe reached the pinnacle of its influence, the pinnacle of its social, cultural, economic, and political power. It would be marked also in the 1880s and 1890s by a new burst of European expansionism, European imperialism. The 1880s and 1890s would see a phenomenon that was referred to as the new imperialism, to distinguish it from an older form of colonialism, when the Europeans would make what is often called a grab for Africa, the parceling up of the African continent. Europeans would find themselves in the far-flung corners of the globe, in China, in Indochina, Singapore, Hong Kong. One would have the extraordinary phenomenon of a part of New Guinea being called Kaiser Wilhelm's Land, so that it's a period of extraordinary imperialism, and we want to examine both why it comes about, when it comes about, and the implications not only for the indigenous peoples of Africa, Asia, and so on, but also its impact back in Europe itself. What did imperialism mean in this sense? We want to also examine the First World War. I think the Great War, as it was called at the time, from 1914 to 1918, in many ways marks the end of the 19th century. One could almost say that the 19th century was a casualty of two battles, the Battle of Verdun and the First Battle of the Somme, the Battle of the Somme in 1916, in which Europeans were dying by the hundreds of thousands, when all of the illusions of progress, rationality, and so on in Europe seemed to crash in these two monumental conflicts. In fact, I would argue the First World War represents a revolution not dissimilar to those twin revolutions of the Industrial and French Revolutions of the late 18th century in the profundity of its impact on the modern world. Not only would it alter the geopolitical balance significantly, and also set the stage for the Second World War. I think if people are around 100 years from now listening to courses such as this, reading books about the 20th century, I'd be virtually convinced they will look back at the two world wars of this century as one long war, with a 20-year truce separating the end of the first one in 1918 and the outbreak of the second in 1939. a kind of second 30 years war, similar to that of the 17th century.